True Foods, the chef's table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I am back again at True Foods to speak to the chefs from the chef's table, and today I'm speaking to a very special chef indeed. I'm with George, who is one of the youngest chefs and one of the newest additions to the chef's table team. Hi, George.
Hiya.
So tell me a little bit then about how you came to be here, what got you into cooking, and what was your route to be at the chef's table?
So I started an apprenticeship at Northcote Manor about 5 years ago, where Alad was my head chef. And we always use True Food stocks at Northcote and in other places where I've worked before that, local pubs. And then I moved from Northcote after my apprenticeship to another restaurant in Wales. And things there just weren't the right time for me. So I got in touch with Alad and Mitch, and there was a position here for me. So I saw it as a good opportunity to grow and try something different. So I got in touch with Alad and made it happen.
And here you are. So I hear you've got a couple of dishes now on the chef's table menu, and this is, you know, it's an absolutely wonderful menu. Something like 9 courses, isn't it? People are waiting for months to have a go. So how does it feel to have a couple of your own dishes on it?
It's amazing. As a young chef, you don't often get to cook your own food, because I still haven't got my own style, but I do know from where I've worked, I have picked little bits up. So I'm a bit all over the place with my own style. So I'm still trying to find it, but coming up with dishes, it's difficult, but it keeps you sane when you're cooking, so you're not always cooking somebody else's food. And it's good to know that we're booked up all year, so it's a long waiting list. So at the minute, I'm on an egg dish. So in the garden here at True Foods, we have some marin chickens. So we like to link a dish back to them so we can get talking and the customers understand what we've got going on here. So I'm cooking a spelt and wild garlic egg dish.
Very nice. And is there a second one coming up, did you say?
Yeah, so there's a new menu which we'll do, is I then move on to having 2 different dishes. So I've got a meat snack, and I'm doing the vegetarian course.
So in the 6 weeks you've been here, what's sort of been the steepest learning curve, would you say?
About 2 weeks into me being here, Alad had a holiday booked, and I got thrown in at the deep end, but it was good. You learn quicker when you're on your own in the situation where you have pressure on you. So, well, I do anyway, so I had to learn quick, and I did, I think. And I think I got through the week pretty okay.
Excellent. It's just as well you've done some quick learning, because this Wednesday you've got a competition. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I do. So on Wednesday, me and Alad are going down to Sheffield, because I'm in the Craft Guild of Chefs Graduate Award. So it's under 23's national competition for young chefs, and it's like a skills test almost to practice your butchery and fishmongery test. They do throw a little dessert in there as well, but yeah, it's just practice now.
Brilliant. So you said it's for under 23's, you're just 20 years old, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
When did the love of cooking begin then? Because I was very young to be working at this level.
A long, long time ago. Baking with my mum from being a child was what really got me. But I worked in a butcher's when I was 11, a local butcher's, and that made me want... I wanted to have a farm, a kitchen and a butcher's so I could have it all. Now, when you grow up a bit, it looks a bit impossible, but still the dream.
Brilliant, good stuff. George, thank you very much.
Thank you.
True Foods, the chef's table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.